Let us pray. Almighty, our ever-living Father, we thank you very much, O Lord, our God, for this first day of the week. Thank you for the week that ended a few hours ago. Thank you for your grace upon each and every one of us, individual, family by family. Thank you for the activities of the past week that is gone on. Thank you for sparing our lives to see the light of this day. Lord, we thank you very much for not sparing our lives alone, but we are healthy and strong in our right senses, in good and in perfect health. It is not our own doing. It is your mercy and your grace upon our lives. Lord, we are not better than those in the hospitals, in the prison yards, in the mortuary. Oh Lord, our God. Not that they have done anything that is so bad that made them to be in such a condition. And not that we have been in any way good that made us to be what we are today. We thank you for this wonderful grace. Help us to learn to appreciate you the more. Our Father and our God, may our coming to church this morning not be in vain. Lord, you are the only one that knows our needs. And you are the only one that can meet those needs, spiritually speaking, physically speaking. Father, may you help us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Forgive us of every sin. Forgive us of every shortcomings. May the blood of Calvary stand for each one of us this morning. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Lord, be gracious unto us. Our Father and our God, we commit our pastor into your hands. We thank you for how far you have helped him. As he continues to recuperate, we pray that you will strengthen him the more. Quicken his mortal body, O Lord. Help his wife also, that is trying to take care of him. May you remove every stress from her. Thank you very much for answering the prayers of the saints on her behalf, for giving her sound sleep and peaceful rest since Wednesday. You are a wonderful Father. May she come to sleep much more better and help our pastor too, Lord. Very soon, may they be back at church, O Lord, and at his post of duty. Our dear brother, Oluwarotimi, that is down at home in ill health, may you raise him up, O Lord. We thank you very much, Father, for this finished work already on the cross of Calvary. We know the enemy is only bluffing. He has already lost the battle. Because Jesus paid for it all for us on the cross of Calvary. And he has stripped him of whatever power he thought that he had. So it's only a toothless dog. He can only bark, but he cannot bite. We know he's not a lion. He's only running like a lion. And he can never devour any of God's children. Father God in heaven, old age is nothing to you. You are the same ancient of days. May your angel visit him, O Lord. Have mercy upon him, Lord. May you restore him back, he says, O Lord. As they listen online, may the Holy Ghost minister unto them. Have your way this morning, Lord. I'm reporting for duty. This is the way you are preparing before the foundation of the world. I need divine strength from above. Help me, O God. Remove me as a man out of the way. Have your way, Father. Have the preeminence, O Lord. Be with your servant once more in Ijebuode. You seem to be a channel of blessing to your people. Help your servant over there, Bakatari. You seem to be a channel of blessing to your people. In all the nations of the world, wherever your people are gathered, may your presence be there. Thank you, our Master. We thank you very much for your grace upon your servant in the Sunday school. We thank you for the way you use that gift of God in him to be a blessing unto us. We pray, O Lord, our God, that you further your blessing in his life, O Lord. And Father God in heaven, we pray that these things will not pass over our heads, O Lord. Have your way, Father. help us at this hour. We need you, Lord. Help the deacons, help the trustees, help the usher, help everyone at the post of duty. Thank you, our master. We thank you for special numbers. We thank you for ministering to our needs. Help the visitors in our midst this day, Lord. May we all be partakers together of the blessings. Thank you, our Father. May we not remain the same as we came in here, O Lord. May we go out of this place better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. Welcome ourselves to church this morning. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we behave strangely when we see a new person coming behind the sacred desk. I look at the atmosphere this morning when our brother came to the pulpit. May God help us. Praise the Lord. Sister Kisson, you are welcome back, man. God bless you. Thank God for safe trip and for his keeping power over you over there in Abuja for the past 6 months. God bless you. The Lord renew your strength. Praise the Lord. Let me, but I trust that God Almighty will meet with us this morning. In the sermon this morning, I will skip several things. May God help us, church. That nobody will die a church member. It's a prayer. Because God doesn't want anybody to die a church member. But Abba said, live as a Christian, like a Christian. Is that right? Talk like a Christian. Act like a Christian. Behave like a Christian. Die like a Christian. We know that Christian doesn't die. Said then, go to heaven like a Christian. We know he said that. May God help us. Praise the Lord. And if by the time we read these things to you this morning, and you don't take heed, and make a definite decision by humbling yourself in the, before the word of God, if God can help you to see yourself before the mirror of God's word. I've prayed. I've committed into the hands of God that God should help each and every one of us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But Abraham taught us, God hates divorce. Because from the beginning, it was not so. From the beginning, there was no divorce. Even when Eve did what she did, and Adam cooperated with her, because he knew that what he did was wrong. Yet, he went ahead with her. For this cause, remember when they came, when those religious people in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ came to tempt him. The Bible said, the Pharisees and Sadducees, they came to Jesus on marriage and divorce issues to tempt him. When they presented their case before Jesus, he said, I want to tell you, but from the beginning, it was not so. Amen. Because God himself said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and be cleaved to his wife. You follow me? And the two of them shall become two. The two of them shall become one. Therefore, whatsoever God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Young boys, young girls, you oncoming generation, be careful of Facebook relationship. It will ruin your marriage in the future. Is that a cause? Because if you live contrary to the message of Malachi 4, you have yourself to blame. May God help us. Today, after God has given us his mind, through this vindicated messenger of the hour, people, because they only come to church, they listen to the word of God, and they go away like that. But when they come to marriage issues, they go to Facebook to get husband, to get wife. I don't care how beautiful that girl is. I don't care how handsome that boy is. If you are not careful, Brother Bam taught us, marry a man that believes that you believe. Marry a woman that believes that like you believe. Not even make believer. Not even make believer. Because they are here. Unbelievers are here. So-called believers are here. Professors, not possessors. And then real believers are, you are there, I don't know. But you know yourself. The last meeting I went to, my missionary, the meetings we had at Owode, I was telling the people on that Good Friday service. I told them, the prophet said, as I'm preaching now in my own tabernacle, said three kinds of believers are here. So I'm preaching to them right now. They are here. He said, in every garden, they are there. Three kinds of believers. When they are missionary pastors, Pastor Delia Oladibubo, when he came on Saturday to minister, he said he's always afraid to mention that thing behind the pulpit. What was he afraid of? To say in an assembly there are three kinds of believers. They are here. We should not be afraid. But I'm going to say, call white white and call black black. Let us stand up and read the scriptures. Bear with me. Amen. Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. Verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Amen. May the Lord add his blessing to this scripture reading this morning in our heart. Please be seated. I need the prayers of the church because I'm trusting the Lord for strength, divinely from above, and I know you will give it. Because since the beginning of the week, I've been swelling seriously. And I was talking about Simon Thursday when he called me. I said, you didn't even mention anything about Sunday school, because I don't know what is going to happen. Oh, he said he forgot. He said he doesn't know whether I'll be able to take it. I said, I don't think so. It's okay, we'll take it. Joseph. Though I'm still on drugs, In fact, it didn't occur to me at all to even say I would take medicine. It didn't even occur to me, like a child's play. I didn't know why. I was just talking with Brother Lilike and his wife on Friday. Then I said, I wanted to go and see the doctor that Friday morning. He said, no. He said, why not go to health center? He said, that place is too far to go to see the doctor. I said, okay. And I went to health center. And then they gave me injections both Friday and yesterday. And they bought some drugs, which I'm still using. So I'm trusting the Lord to help me. Praise the Lord. So bear with me. As I used to say, I'm not a teacher. I'm not an apostle. I'm not a pastor. But I am what I am by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. But I want us to listen very well. Attentively. The title of our sermon is At Kadesh Barnea. At Kadesh Barnea. Brother Abraham said, please go to, that is in 560527. Go to paragraph 38, please. I'm jumping some things on the account of time because I want to hit something that is very, very important. Well, the whole sermon is important to the believers, to God's children. But I pray that God will speak to somebody here this morning. No matter what challenges you are having in your married life, if, as the Holy Ghost, through the prophet, could discern what was the need, the challenges in the life of couples, who knows? That day, when he preached this, something happened. Something brought a change in the life of somebody, a couple, or a brother, or a sister, a sinner, or a made believer. Who knows? Because this is the mind of Christ unto us in this our generation. So no one have any excuse at all. God help us. Now, paragraph 38. Now the Old Testament being a beautiful type, we type there and see all those things happen to the people that we might look for examples. Praise the Lord. Go to 48, please. 48. 48. Remember that God promised the children of Israel while they were in Egypt as slaves. When he appeared to Moses at the backside of the desert in the burning bush, and he told him, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. I've heard the groanings of my people, and I remembered my promise, and I'm come down to deliver them. Go to them, tell them. Oh, thank God I can see Sister Lua wrote to me. I think it was Papa Lua wrote to me that was coming in the other time. God bless you, sir. To God be the glory. Our God is good. One of the ministers just went home to pray for them. Thank God for that. He is still the same healer. He doesn't change. God doesn't change. It's not you, it's not me. He's the great physician. Yeah, he's master over all circumstances. He said, I'm the Lord that healeth all your diseases. You believe that? Oh, yes. And he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of your peace, my peace, was upon Jesus. And by his stripes, I your daily Babalola, was healed. Baba said, read your name there. So each time I always read my name there. So God told Moses, tell them, when you get there, tell them, I'm taking them out of this land of Egypt, this land of bondage. I'm taking them to a good and a large land. A land full, flowing with milk and honey. The land of the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Jebusites, the Hittites, and so on and so forth. Amen. And he gave him two signs. And he went and performed those miracles. God makes a promise. 48 now. 48 please. God has to keep that promise. Because 400 years before, he told Papa Abraham, know for sure, amen, that your seed will sojourn in a strange land. And when it is 400 years, Papa said, even get specific time, 400 years, I will come and bring them out with a mighty hand. Who is going to be the deliverer? He didn't tell Papa Abraham. And you, what Abraham, you will die in a good old age and you will be gathered unto your people. So, when God makes a promise, God has to keep that promise. Oh, I hope you see it. If you could only understand, church, to this morning, now it was preaching in the evening, bear with me. So when I mention money, just understand. And realize, you wouldn't be going from pillar to post and join this church and that church. Don't be unstable. If God be God, serve him. If Malachi 4 be message of the day, stay with it. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I've learned my lesson. Over there in Okeodo, that's an old man. Each time I go there, I'll be talking about Olu Adeboye. I'll be talking about this man. I'll be talking about this one. I'll be talking about denominational people. I didn't know what was at the back of his mind. I didn't know. But by and by, 2 years ago, he left the message entirely. May God help us. This is the only message in the land that is going to prepare God's own people for the rapture. Outside of this message, you are nowhere. You are going to see this sermon, somebody that had tickets in his hand. He was trying to board a train. And somebody asked him, what are these tickets in your hands for? Let me, well, I'm going ahead of myself. He said, well, this one said this is the way. That one said this is the way. This one said this is the way. That one said this is the way. Said, but I don't know which way to go. Maybe when I get to heaven, I will present the Baba said, and he was condemned. May that not be your portion. Listen. The only man in this generation that had the right from the Almighty God to interpret this Bible from Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to Revelation chapter 22 verse 22, that authority is only given to William Branham. Because when you and I were in denomination, we don't know nothing. But thank God for his grace. He used our prophet. In many ways, God made William Branham to cross my pathway. I will never forget it. God help us. You will be going from pillar to post and joining this church and that church. You wouldn't be seeking after the things of the world to bring pleasure to you. If God made a promise, God has to keep that promise. You wouldn't be seeking for one healing service to another. You could take God at his word and know that it is over. Because if God says so, it is so, and that settles it. You could take God at his word and know that it is over. Certainly, when God makes a promise, he cannot move from that promise. He's duty bound to keep his word. And I heard someone say, well, they will backslide, and go and back. And you could do that. Well, you will say, well, I am lost out with God. If you are ever found with him, you will never be lost with him. Because why? God is not an Indian giver. Jesus said, my peace I give to you. If he says so that his peace he gives to his own children, he said, not as the world gives do I give to you. The world gives and the world takes back. But the peace Jesus Christ gives is permanent. Nothing can take it away from a child of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Because God can't save you and then turn his back on you and turn you away. If he will, he defeats his own purpose. He can't do that. Amen. Go to 53, please. If he made a promise there, amen, and had to stay with it, he makes a promise here, he has to stay with it. It's God. He said, I am God. I change not. Praise the Lord. He has just got to. There is nothing wrong with God and with his promise. The wrong is in us. You and I. That is where the wrong lays. In you, in me. Not faith to believe it or to take it at his word. We know that heaven and earth will pass away. God's word will never pass away unfulfilled. God help us. 57, please. 57. Now, we know that under this heaven, listen, church, because there's a mixed audience here this morning. Under this heaven, there is only one nation. Out of all the 192, I believe, 192 nations in all the world, it is only Israel that God chose to be his people. And the covenant that God gave to Father Abraham was an unconditional covenant. The covenant is, Abraham, I have already saved you and your seed after you. It stands. Amen? It stands. So, these covenant people, listen now. Now, these covenant people, Israel, down in Egypt, on account of disobedience and of selling their brother Joseph, you all know the story, and were taken down into Egypt and were down there 400 years under bondage. I want you to notice they never lost their covenant. They lost their freedom. Thank God, because Joseph told them before he died, he said, I am dying. And then one day, the Lord is going to visit you. When you are leaving this place, carry my bones along with you. Amen. The Bible says somewhere, he said, each day they were looking at the bones of Joseph, they knew that one day they are going to live here. Hallelujah. So, they saw Joseph as a sort of jealousy and envy, because Joseph was a spiritual man. He was born among the 12 children of Jacob as a prophet. Praise the Lord. So I want to repeat here this morning, prophets are born, prophets are not made. Now there are thousands and thousands and thousands of prophets in the land today. People that go to seminary training to learn how to be a prophet, to learn how to prophesy. But I want to tell you, real, genuine prophets are God, of God. They are born right from their mother's womb. God made them to be prophets. Because in the book of Jeremiah, Moses, for example, God foreknew Moses that he was to be born a prophet and to be the deliverer of the children of Israel. God told Jeremiah, before you are formed in your mother's womb, before you are formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and made you a prophet to nations. Amen. John the Baptist, 800 years or so, or 700 years, before John the Baptist was born, Isaiah the prophet saw him. Are you there? So, prophets are born, prophets are not made. Praise the Lord. So, they sold Joseph into Egypt and was there 400 years. Alright. When God made the covenant with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, that he swore by himself that he would save Abraham and his seed after him, God is duty bound to keep that promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen now. And he is just as duty bound to you on that promise as he was to Abraham on the promise. That's right. If you are Abraham's seed, listen now, if you are Abraham's seed, how do you become Abraham's seed? The Bible made us know that. By being dead in Christ. Being dead in Christ. We take on Abraham's seed. You get that one in the book of Galatians chapter 3. Are you following me? That is the only way you can be a seed of Abraham. That the promise, the covenant that God made with Father Abraham, because God called Abraham, supernaturally called him. And every seed of God, of Abraham, God called him or her supernaturally. Supernatural is something that beyond man. God help us. So God is duty bound, whatever promise God made to Abraham, God is duty bound to keep that promise to you and me today. Amen. Blessed be the name of God. Hallelujah. Then God is just as duty bound to you as he was to Abraham. Say that will take all the scare out of it. God don't want you to be scared of nothing. Rest solemnly upon what he said. Amen. Praise the Lord. What we need today is some man that will challenge the hour that we live in. That's right. In the day when discrepancy and everything else creep in under the name of religion and so forth, and under the name of salvation, the gospel, we need somebody to be raised up among us, like God raised up Moses to take the place in that day. Praise be to God. So many things just happening today. That is why people join one church to another. People join one church to another. Even people will be in their denomination, they will be in their church. They will still go and look to another church to look for help where there's no help. May God help you if you are here. Listen to me in the name of the Lord. Outside of Christ, there is no help. Now, the message of Malachi 4 is Jesus Christ in manifestation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh God. Hallelujah. Robert said, though they were in that condition, 60 now, they hadn't lost their covenant. They had lost their freedom. They were slaves, but the covenant still lasted. So no matter the condition any child of God is, You don't lose your covenant. We should, look, we don't lose sight of the word of the living God. You may be passing through trying times, hard times, but remember, God's covenant still stands sure. Because heaven and earth will pass away. God's word will never pass away. Unfulfilled. Church, may God help us. One day, when down there, when they were groaning and crying under the taskmasters of Egypt, we all know the story. Moses was born. And under persecution, Pharaoh, after the death of Moses, he devised in a cunning way and put the whole children of Israel in bondage. And they became his slaves, and they were serving him under Rigel. It was so serious. And the time came now, they started groaning. They started crying for deliverance. Then Moses was born. When Moses was born, under persecution, because God foreknew Moses, before the foundation of the world, Pharaoh could not get Moses. Hallelujah. The parents hid him for 3 months. And when they could not get rid of, when they could not do more than that, then they had to get rid of him. One day, God gave Amram a dream. He made a basket like an ark. Dropped it, no, with tar, in and outside. And then placed Moses in there. And then they carried him to River Nile. And then they said, bye-bye. And the senior sister, Miriam, stood by. Said, you go home, parents. Let me say bye. I want to know the end of what is going to happen to this heart. Listen, church, and you children, listen. But Abraham said, God sent 10,000 angels to protect that ark, so that no crocodile can come and cut, no, can come around it. He said, God still protects you today. Look, as God takes care of the adult ones, God takes care of you children too. That's our God. We are talking Malachi 4. We are talking about prophet. God bless you. Are you there? So, each time any crocodile come around, when they smell it, they run back. What was it? Baba said, God sent 10,000 angels. They were guiding the ark. They were guiding it. They were guiding it. If he moved this way, they were guiding it. They were guiding it. Until they gathered it, I mean the angels of God, they gathered that ark to where Pharaoh's daughter was to take her bath that morning. God is wonderful. God knows how to take care of his children. You see? Hallelujah. Under that groaning, under their crying, they were praying because they were being maltreated by taskmasters that Pharaoh sent. I mean, Pharaoh put over there. When Moses was born now, and Pharaoh's daughter came, and he started the ark, and he commanded they should go and bring it. And when he brought the ark, Moses started crying, wah, 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 wah. And the compassion of a mother, though she was single, the compassion of a mother came upon her. So this is one of the Hebrew's children, baby. My wicked father told them to be killing their male children. This one, he wouldn't kill it. I'm going to adopt this one for myself. So it was Pharaoh's daughter that gave name of Moses to Moses. Are you following me? Children, God bless you. It may be elementary to you, where we are talking Malachi 4. Just bear with me. Hallelujah. So now, Moses was taken to the palace. And he started growing. The Bible said, even Pharaoh, the one that he was looking for, Pharaoh was looking for Moses to kill. The Moses that Pharaoh was looking for to kill was now in the hand of Pharaoh. Even playing with Moses, the one that was to destroy him. Hallelujah. So Pharaoh, Moses grew and came to the age of accountability, and he went to see his brethren one day, and he saw an Egyptian fighting an Israelite, and he just told them, being a military man, he was so trained, he was so educated, became soldier, became a military man, and he could even teach the Egyptians their language. So intelligent, and he looked at you there, he just took the Egyptian, gave him a dead blow. That was the end. Are you there? Then, though he was sent by his mother, but God said he had no other teacher but his mother. Amen. You raise up great mothers. May God have mercy upon your soul. God did not give you this children to be cursing them. Are you there? Baba said Moses could not have had any other better teacher than his mother. Amen. Are you there? Oh yes, sir. Praise the Lord. So now, when this happened, he ran away. He thought he could deliver them with physically speaking, carnally. He ran away. And what they say, he ran to Midian and he was prospering there. He married and he got wife, he had children. Praise the Lord. But Laban says, God's grace provided 61, please. 61. Alright. But Abraham said, I want you to notice this beautiful picture. And this will be good for legalists. Listen, God never come down and said, now, if you will do a certain thing, if you will do certain thing, God's grace provided the Savior, Moses. That's right. Not under any conditions was Moses brought, but by sovereign grace, God sent Moses. Not only a savior, but grace provided a deliverer without any law, without anything. Just solely grace of God. He sent down Moses to be a deliverer and a savior of the nation to bring them out. When I think of that, then I begin to remember that the same God that was with the covenant people in Egypt is under all the strain and the indifference that the church is in this morning, he will by grace, by the grace of his own being, send a deliverer. We are just as certain to get an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in these last days as we are sitting in this church this morning. God has acted to the covenant people without any efforts of their own, but he sent freely from heaven to his covenant people an act of grace. Upon the same sovereign of his promise, he sent Moses. And in the same crisis, when the people in bondage, under the yoke of sin and sickness and trouble today, he is just as certain to send Jesus Christ the second time as he sent Moses in the first time. When the crisis arose, God acted in sovereign grace. He asked God to do the same thing under the same act, or he did wrong when he acted back there. You see it? Did you see it? Yes, it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not change. So no matter what is happening today, nothing is out of kilter. God is in control, my brother, my sister. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He has sent this message across our pathway, not for the outsiders, but for you and for me. My brother, my sister, no matter what, let us stay with it. God help us. Hallelujah. What am I trying to get at is this. The greatest sin I find in the capital C church, which is the true church of the living God, that was born on the day of Pentecost is unbelief. That is the only sin there is. There is no other sin but unbelief. How much of that is night out there? Is much is that? You know, you preach it in the night, don't worry. You couldn't say, this much is that. When out from my hands, it is all that. Now, there is only one way to designate and to determine sin. That isn't by whether you drink, or whether you smoke, or whether you gamble. It is designated, this is this way, because you are an unbeliever. You do that. You are not hearing it for the first time. You are not hearing it for the first time. May God help us. And that's true. Because you gamble, because you lie, because you steal, those things are not sin. That is the result of sin. That is because that in you dwells a different spirit. If you are a believer, a firm believer, those things will be as dead and dark as the night is before you. Certainly, those things are attributes of unbelief. When a man is born again, sin is as dead as midnight. Amen. Sister, brother, husband, wife, if you are born again, you will not be fighting one another. You may not say amen to my preaching. I am not begging anybody. I'm not begging you. It is straightforward. May God help us. You will not be fussing. You will not be quarreling. I will remind you of our pastor's song, right from Oshosabi. Satan in a family. Not be happy. Satan in the family. Satan now. Satan in the family. Trouble every day. Fighting every day. Fusing every day. Satan in the family. Fighting every day. Fighting every day. Jesus in the family. Happy, happy home. Happy, happy home. Oh God. It is the will of God that every home should be peaceful. It is the will of God. How many believe that? Everybody will raise up their hand. Except you are not a believer. Except you are a male believer, you will raise up your hand. It is the will of God that every family, because of that, in the Garden of Eden, before sin entered, it was peaceful. It was joy. Amen. Peace, joy, love. Brother, did you go to marriage registry to take your wife there? Is that where you are joined? Sister, is it marriage registry? You are joined to your husband? Some of you are married outside before you come here. Were you joined by a magistrate or by a registrar? Brother Bam said, any marriage that a magistrate joined together to be put asunder. Oh, you don't know. Well, Laban said, I wish apostle is here. Any marriage that magistrates done together should be put asunder. But whatever God has done together, nothing can put it asunder. Bear with me, it's just coming to me. It's in the sermon book. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? Oh, yes, sir. Hey, praise the Lord. If you believe, it's a different thing. We had in Sunday school, power of transformation. It takes the word of God to transform a man. It takes the word of God to transform a woman. She cannot. As I would say, we are speaking on at Kadesh Barnea. Praise the Lord. Are you there? Yes, sir. St. John, third chapter, Jesus said, he that believeth not is condemned already. Are you there? Remember that Jesus said, no man, all that the Father has given to me, they will come to me. And they that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. That's why he told Nicodemus, except a man is born again of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He cannot even see it. God help us. When a man has met God's requirement and been born again of the Spirit of God, those things are taken out of his life. He doesn't want to do them. Could you imagine a pig? The pig will go to the pile of manure and will eat. I don't blame him. He's a pig. That is what makes him do it. But you will never get a lamb to do that, because there are two natures. And there are two natures. The pig has one nature and the lamb has another nature. And as long as you can keep that same nature in that pig, no matter how you try to clean it up, it will be the same nature, because it's a pig to begin with. And therefore, a lot of times, we take people and bring them into church and so forth like that, make them members when they never become saved. And that's why, let me say this, may God help us, church. I marvel, bear with me a little, I marvel, last December 31st, when we were having the crossover night, the line of the sisters was from here almost to the end there, to eat Lord's Supper. The time we are going to see you again is next December, if God's spirit alive. You are looking at me. Every Dick and Harry come to eat Lord's Supper. You have eaten damnation to yourself. You didn't dissolve the design the Lord's body. And you leave that, you leave the table of the Lord, and you are still fusing husband and wife. Your life is not worthy of the gospel. I want to sink in. I don't want any amen. You may not say amen to it. Let it sink in. Your life is not worthy of the gospel. Oh yes. Bringing people in. Listen, in this sermon here, Brother said, we have no members here. We have no church register here. Because we are not denominations. You only come here to worship. Who is who? By their fruit, ye shall know them. Oh, goodness me. The last time the pastor preached here, the last Sunday before, you know, he had this sickness again. Certain utterances, was going forth. And people could not discern. People have no discern because there's no God in you. If God is in you, you will follow your. Nobody will tell you to come to the altar and cry for mercy. And you still continue. People don't appreciate God for God-giving pastor. I tell you. We don't appreciate God. But those that are God's own, they appreciate God for giving them a godly pastor. Oh yes, I know what I'm talking about. You are ungrateful. You may come from different local assemblies, but when you come here, you hear direct truth. And it doesn't change you. Like I used to say, wherever I go, if Malachi 4 message cannot change you, nothing can change you. Oh yes. Oh yes. Nothing can change you. Nothing else. If the sermon you had the pastor preach last, and still continue in your unbelief, something's wrong somewhere. Bear with me. when they are not, when they never become saved. That is the reason today that such a mixed up as in the face of the people, they don't know which way to turn. They see people professing Christianity are no different from the world. It's because the person has never come to in contact or ever been born again, never accepted the Lord Jesus, never believed on him. They might have been warmed up, they might have danced, they might have shouted, they might have spoken with tongues, they might have done all these things, but never come to the person, Jesus Christ Jesus, and actually be born again. In their hearts, these things die out. A nature is changed, and a new person is born. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Brother, let me tell you. You know yourself. You know the life you are living. You may come here and sing like an angel. If you go out and you are living in fornication, your life is not worthy of the gospel. You are only sitting for the bride. And our pastor used to admonish us, say, don't be a preacher for the bride. Don't be a deacon for the bride. Don't be a drummer for the bride. Don't be a pianist for the bride. Don't be a guitarist for the bride. Be bright. Be members of the body of Christ. Amen. What good is your singing? You may look at an angel. You know your leg. You know yourself. You know yourself. You still fight. You still quarrel. No respect for elderly people. Something is, you are not born again. You may see you are only entertaining yourself. God knows you. By their fruit, ye shall know them. In your place of work, you still embezzle money. God be massive with your one soul. A thief, no, an embezzler. If my English is correct, because you say we are not we shall not brother, God bless you. Oh yes, sir. Embezzle money. Fornicator. Liar. And then we come and sing special number. Your sin shall find you out. We're not here to joke. Check yourself. We are before the mirror of God's word. We are speaking at KJ Bania. Now, when Moses had become of age, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. After that, he slew an Egyptian. But God was with him at Midian and brought him back. And in the face of that burning bush, that day, he received an experience. That is what God wants from you and me. Personal experience. That burning bush at the back side of the desert. Many are not done. Let me tell you this. You may be born 10 times in a messy home. It's messy. You hear me? Let me repeat. I said, I was born in a messy. I was born. What are you bragging about? Is the messy born in you? Answer that to yourself. Is the messy born in you? Do you have the message Christ? Do you have it in you? Have you met Christ personally like Moses did and he changed his life? Oh, what are you talking about? Head knowledge, salvation, right inside, the change of the heart. I'm not annoyed, I'm only preaching. If I'm annoyed, I'm annoyed with the devil. If you look at my face and think I'm annoyed with anybody, I'm annoyed with the devil. Or else you are kinder to think otherwise. We are not here to joke. Let it be settled. In your heart. You are not deceiving any man. You can't deceive the church. You can't deceive the pastor. You can't deceive any of the ministers. You can't deceive the deacon. You're only deceiving yourself. In a minute, within 5 minutes, Moses meeting with that pillar of fire, he was changed. That's why nobody could talk Moses out of that glorious experience. And that's the same thing today. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you with me? Yes, sir. Moses, after he received his commission, went down into Egypt and delivered the children of Israel. One great mistake we find, and one great thing, as it was in that day, so is it today. When we find out that Moses went down and got the children of Israel and brought them out, the phenomena had been done. You know all the miracles. I believe 10 of them. Turned the water into blood. Swarm of flies, frogs, hail, lice, and so on and so forth. Even when God warned Pharaoh through Moses, said, I'm sending fire upon the fields. It will destroy all the anybody that is found in the farm. And the cattle, and everything, and all the vegetables. I'm going to destroy them all. Moses just turned every ear. Pharaoh just turned every ear. The Bible made us to know that among the servants of Moses, those who feared the word of the Lord, they quickly sent a message to their servants to come back home. But those who turned their ears to the word of the living God, they were all destroyed. Egypt saw this. Are you following me? Papa said, when Moses went back to Egypt with the commission God gave to him, supernatural things were done. Things that were terrible things. But what Abraham said, we are now coming. Listen now. Here it is. 74 now, my brother. 74. Now, here it is. I don't want to hurt you. Don't want to shake you or jack the hype from you. But I wish to preach the truth. There is one thing about it, brother. The truth will never make you popular. But the truth will make you honest. That is the good. That's one good thing. And having you rather be honest than be popular, certainly you had. Now, I want you to know that when the phenomena was done, miracles were performed, signs and wonders, and when they went out, the Bible said, a mixed multitude went out. That's the thing here. But the Bible said, that is what caused Israel their trouble. Mixed multitude. That's why he said, you must tell the people the truth. The problem may not be popular among the people, but it was telling them the truth. Are you there? Mixed multitude. Listen, praise the Lord. It's a mixed multitude of people. Some of them believers, some pretending to believe. The great miracles have been done. People went out and professed believers, and they were not believers. You are reading it. Thank God the screen is there. And that is where a great bunch of our trouble lies today. We could put our fingers on it. It's men and women who came into church and profess to be believers, and they are not believers. I have found it in the pulpit. I have found it in the prayer line. I have found it everywhere. Where men came in and women who said, I am a believer, in quote now, they have professed that they are believers and profess to be a believer, and they are not believers. Is this statement not enough to check, to make you and I to check ourselves? Brothers and sisters, and that is what started Israel's trouble. When they go to a place, they found out these people went out. Sure, the supernatural had been done. Praise the Lord. 79 now. So we find out, in this goes a mixed multitude. Many times people of God say, yes, I am, I will do this. And we find out that those people were carnal. Just as soon as the first little strain come, they desire to go back into Egypt. Moses, why have you brought us out of Egypt and brought us to this wilderness to kill us and our children and our cattle? We remember garlic. We remember onion. We remember cucumber. We remember this. We remember that. You brought us here now. Nothing for us to eat. Baba said they started complaining. Mixed multitude. Church, God help us. This mixed multitude, I don't know. I don't want to add to the word of God. I don't want to suffer from the word of God. When I think of this, this mixed multitude. Peradventure, when the people knew that, you know, the people of Egypt, that when God said that they should go and bring, you know, their animals home and their servants, and Pharaoh turned their ear, and those servants of Moses, of Pharaoh, they said, those who feared God, who feared the word of the Lord, and had respect to the word of God, they brought in their servants and their animals, were not perished. Peradventure, they were wondering, these people, something is about them. Now they are applying blood. Okay, oh. And nothing happened to them. I don't know. I'm sorry. Because this mixed motive is a mystery. How can they just leave and follow the king of Israel? The prophet said they were the one that was causing trouble in the wilderness. Because deep in there, they didn't believe. They wanted the leek and the garlic. They wanted the things that they are down in Egypt. Remember, brothers and sisters, I want to remind us this morning. What about made us to know? Egypt type this person what today. I bet you shall be seeing. Me obey now. People say, Egypt type this person war. People say they have led. Listen, what is the name of the church? What is the meaning of church? Church means called out. Church is not forward building. Church means called out. Separated from the world, called out of the world, separated from the world and the things of the world, and separated unto Christ and Christ alone. People that have repented of their sin, baptized in water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and are filled with the Holy Spirit, called out of the world, separated unto God. That is church, individual. Are you following me? God help us. That's a bit, okay? That's a beautiful and a perfect type of the carnal church members today. He loves the things of the world because he is not of God. What a statement. Did Jesus not tell the religious people of his day, the reason why my world have no place in you is because you are none of mine. What a statement. Are you there? The Bible said, if you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God is not even in you. And Christ is right in all his statements. And that is true. Oh, I wish God somehow could put this on the left side under the fifth rib and tamp it down. Let God press it down into the fifth rib of our heart. Let it stay there. And never depart. God help us. A man, no matter how much you try to pretend, when so straight, a man will show his best and worst points under strain. Take a Christian sometime and put him under a strain and watch how he acts, and you can tell what he's made out of. Praise the Lord. Somebody that cannot be trusted in his place of work. Somebody that will see money and his eyes is always there. Covetous people. And they will come to talk, come and sing special. They will sing like angels and deny the word of God like the devils. Thus here, Brother Abraham. Are you following me? Uh-huh. So you are quiet, be quiet. Let God let it down, down. They are untrustworthy. No wonder the prophet said today, you want to borrow money, you have to sign, you have to sign a document. Are you there? You are looking at me. He said so. He said, you want to borrow money today? People cannot have confidence in one another. What's happened, church? May God help us. A born again child of God is dead to those things. Praise the Lord. Everybody can go good. Everybody can praise the Lord. Why the Holy Spirit is falling in the congregation of people? But let trouble arise and watch what takes place. Watch what happens there. Then are you falling around? Are you one of the mixed multitude? Are you the person who can't, as the street expression say, can't take it? That's it. You can't stand up to it. Brother, if you go that way, backslidings and ups and downs and in and outs, why don't you come to Calvary and die out to yourself and be born again of the Spirit of God? Amen. Shame on you, the prophet said now. He put them in here. Then shame on you. You who profess Christianity, you who live in your churches. We have no members here. You just come here. You belong to all different churches. God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are with me, church? All right. Let's go to 89, please. 89. Now, my brother, sister, we watch this mixed multitude going on. After a while, they began to complain. That is what we find in every move today. That is what you Methodists. Let's bypass that one. Let's go to 93, 91, please. They went out. As soon as they got over there, they begin to complain. They had only been out in the desert 3 months. They begin to say, oh, if I had some garlic, if I had some glee, they were out there and had substituted angels' food for garlic and were complaining. Why? Their gastronomics wasn't able to digest angels' food. And that's exactly today. We have the spiritual food in due season. Today, people's heart cannot digest the word of God. They want something else. They want to mix the word with the things of God. It can never work. Baba said, that's why the 93 now says, they don't hold on. They go on. They go back. Just the first little thing rise up, complain, fuse, steal. A church that gets one of them things started, it's like a cancer. It will kill the whole church. Thank God. God has wiped that one away from our midst. If you don't know, but spiritual people know what I'm talking about. When pastor will preach here, any minister will preach here, people will go under the shed there, begin to talk. We call this one, gather them together. This one, this minister said, it's wrong. The one the pastor said, it's wrong. And things like that. Just sowing seed of discord. But it's cancer. If you don't root it out, well, it will spread. And it will kill the church. But thank God. Thank God there is power in the word of God. Praise the Lord. That's why we want to get that started and get it out. Amen. Praise the Lord. When they worry, they haven't gone far, eating angels' food. Can you imagine? Oh. Who will give? Papa said, and the mixed multitude, they started murmuring. And they, you know, started lost it after flesh. And the children of Israel started murmuring. Oh, see now, we are tired of this. This manner. We can't even understand. Who will give us flesh to eat? We are tired of this. Oh, woe to God, we are back in Egypt. All kinds of complaints. But Bible says, they have left garlic and onion and lettuce and cucumber and garbage of Egypt under bondage. God brought them out now, freedom, leading them the pillar of fire, and then they were eating angels' food, manna coming down from heaven, and they were still complaining. Church, God help us. They were still complaining. Then God told Moses, don't worry. Show them generally. I will give them meat. They will chew and chew and chew. It will come out of their nostrils. Then Moses asked God, all the 600,000 cattle in the wilderness, are we going to kill them all for the food? God said, are you limiting me, God? Don't worry. Before you know what is happening, the following morning, by the time they woke up now, they just saw feathered fowls surrounded the whole camp of the children of Israel. Just take as much as you can eat. Don't take more than you can eat. But greedy people, they took more than. The Bible made us to know in the book of Psalms, while they were eating it, God smote them. May God help us. We need to stay with the word of the living God. The woman said, they were drinking from the rock that was following them. And yet they were complaining of the muddy waters of Egypt. God help us. Brothers and sisters, we need to die to ourselves. Praise the Lord. So is it today, 95. People say, oh, preacher, you are too narrow-minded. You take all the pleasures away from the church. When you go to preaching against this kind of things and that kind of thing. 97. But I tell you, a born-again church of the living God wants to hear the gospel. Because a man that is born of the Spirit of God, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. So, this mixed multitude, they were causing trouble in the wilderness all the time. The time came, Korah and Dathan, they rose up against Moses and their company. They say, look, all of us, we are all holy. There are prophets in our midst too. So Moses, you are not the only pebble in the, you know, in the river. All the children of Israel, they are holy. Oh, you take too much yourself. God told him, Moses, separate yourself from among these unbelievers. God called them sinners. Sir? Wickedness. Separate yourself from among them. And God destroyed. God opened the mouth, the heart, swallowed them, and closed the heart again. Until today, nobody can locate. And when the people rise up again, they said, Moses, you have killed the people of God. If they are the people of God, why should God open the ground, bury them, and close the place again? The Bible called them wicked people. Brothers and sisters, may God help you, may God help me. After this, they now came to Kadesh Barnea, the place of decision. Praise the Lord. Mixed multitude. 99, please. And the first thing you know, they came to a place called Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh Barnea is the judgment seat was the judgment seat of the world. The real name of the place, the meaning of it was a great super spring. And that bubble up by this bunch of palm trees that stood in the desert, where some small huts, HUT now, called a city, a dwelling place of a nation of people, or a little handful of people, and all along there, the little bitty springs, all that bubble up everywhere, fed from this one great big spring. What a beautiful picture of the church out of the desert, where everything had to come to Kadesh to get water. Everything had to come to Kadesh to get water. And therefore, the one big spring and fed the other spring. That is a type of heaven. That is a type of the judgment seat of God, where that the judgment begins at the house of God. And there is one great spring fed, and the other little springs run out from it. It means the heaven being the judgment seat of Christ. And all the churches is giving life, water in the judgment seat. Wherever people come to the church to be judged. So right now we are receiving our judgment. Praise the Lord. So the sin of the believer goes ahead of them. Others will come after. So when we are judged now, so that we will not be condemned with the world, may God help us. That's why we should not be thinking that the sermon anytime to speak is too hard. It can only be the commandments of God, they are not burdensome. God help you and me, my brother, my sister. The trouble of it today is people come to church and they are patted on the back and the things. Is it because that they pay in on the collection plate? Because that they become a dicky. Because they become something else of the church. Or either can drive up in a better car or can wear a better clothes or something like that. You are respected and you are patted on the back. Brother, what we need today is some old-fashioned preachers who we call black, black and white, white. Mama said, yeah, John the Baptist, who was born as a prophet from his mother's womb and was filled with the Holy Spirit at the age of 6 months, right from the mother's womb. Are you following me? Could you imagine a hope? Mama said, could you imagine John the Baptist filled with the Holy Spirit right from his mother's womb? He was preaching quite all right. People are coming to his meetings. Then the Pharisees are coming and said, oh, you generation of vipers. Straight, he called them, and you run a joke. Cannot he kill off you? Who has forewarned you that you should flee from the wrath that is to come? Don't begin to say among yourselves that you are sons, you know, children of Abraham. Say, God is able to raise up stones, to raise up children out of these stones unto Abraham. May God help you and me. Here we are today. Isn't God good to us? May God help you and me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Jesus called them, you of your father the devil. The works of your fathers you will do. He's a liar from the beginning. So a liar is of the devil. Christian doesn't tell lies. Oh yes. Praise the Lord. Christians always speak the truth. Praise the Lord. That is the word of the Lord. For this cause, whosoever is born of the Spirit of God, whosoever is born of God, does not commit sin. Remember we spoke earlier, there is only one sin, that is unbelief. For this cause, for this purpose, or for this reason, the Son of God was made manifest. Into the idea, he like, if you're more than one, call it a change, you know. That is why Christ came and shed his blood for you and me on the cross of Calvary. When you cannot save yourself, I cannot save myself. But the man said, if there's anything I can do to save myself, he said, Christ will not have need to go to Calvary. But said, if there's anything you can do to save yourself, the man said, then Christ died in vain. But thank God, he did not die in vain. He died for one purpose. That is to save God's own children. So it's not that I'm a zada, you know. People we sympathize with, oh, let me just go and die for this sinner, this worldly people. And say, oh, sorry, oh, Jesus. Oh, sorry, oh. Oh, sorry for being nailed on the cross. He died for a purpose. Amen. Are you there? Yes, sir. He was given up for our sins. Olorun jowo re nitori ese wa temi, and God raised him up for our justification. Olorun jide kuro nu oku fun idalare wa pe believing on him we have eternal life. O pari na. Hallelujah. So Christ died for a purpose. Those whose names have been in the Lamb's book of life written before God said, let there be light. Those are the ones Christ died for. So he didn't die in vain. Brother, he didn't die in vain. Sister, he didn't die in vain. So don't die a church member. So don't begin to brag and begin to boast. I was born in the mercy. We are born in the mercy. And so what? Is the mercy born in you? Is the mercy born in you? Kingdom brag. What are you bragging about? There are people that came from Muslim homes, they are here. There are people that came from Babala houses, they are here. If you don't know that, I'm telling you, I was one of them. I'm one of them, yes. It's amazing grace. Oh my! Such love, such wondrous love, such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like. Think of it, my brother, my sister. Does the death of Christ mean something to you? I don't know. If you don't make up your mind to decide to follow, to surrender now to Christ, you have yourself to blame. Don't you fear God? Listen, brother, if you are here this morning, listen to me, sister, if you are here this morning, if there's any, we are going to read something. If there's anything to make up between one another, go and do it right quick. Go and do it right quick. When I read this, Baba said, this sermon is from my heart to you. Are you following me? This sermon from the prophet is from his heart to you and me. Anything you want to do after this is left in your hand. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Alright. Just like a fellow trying to go to heaven. Listen now. Paragraph 109, my brother. 109. God bless you. Just like a fellow trying to go to heaven. When he boarded the train, he said, somebody asked him, what is there so many tickets for? One of them was Methodist. One was Baptist. One was Christian Science. One was having the Adventist. One was everything, sir. What you got all these tickets for? What do you need different denominations for? You are not satisfied with this spiritual food in new season. Brother Bam said, the bride did not prepare this food by themselves. It is God that prepared it for them. Just like Elijah did not prepare the food for himself. It was God that sent the cloth to bring the food for Elijah in the time of famine. This time is spiritual famine all over the world. And God has sent unto you and me today spiritual food in due season. You are still looking for garbages, rotten things. Are you a crow? Listen, this man had his ticket. One for Methodist, one from Adventist, one from Baptist, one from Seventh Day, one from Roman Catholic, and so on and so forth. Listen, what have you got all these tickets for? He said, well, I will tell you, sir. Said, one kept saying this was right, and that was right, and I tried them all. Said, I thought if I bring the ticket from every one of them, Rabbi said, and he was condemned. And he was condemned. May you learn from this statement. Brother, there is only one way to get to heaven. That is through Christ Jesus. Being born again of the Holy Spirit. Except a man be born again, he will no ways enter the kingdom, said our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But this mixed multitude is just overpowering and overwhelming. Oh my. Now I've spoken about Cora and Dathan that rose up and said that, you know, the church is holy, the whole of Israel is holy. God said, separate yourself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you know that happened, God swallowed it. What are you trying to say? 118, my brother? 118? What are you trying to say, Brother Abraham? Is it a mixed multitude? Yes, exactly. That's right. I'm waiting for you for them to see it. 118, please. That's right. It's a mixed multitude. And we are at Kadesh Barnea right now. Are you there? Well, the man said, now we are at Kadesh Barnea. A place of making decisions. Listen. The race now is individual race. Listen, brother. Our brother taught us. You have heard the pastor mention it times that number. The ministers have said it times that number. That two wrongs can never make a right. Husband wrong, wife wrong, they cannot be right. We need to humble ourselves. Are you there? Brother, the race we are running is individual race. We are coming to a place you have to make your decision on your own. Are you there? All right. Baba said we are now in a Kadesh Barnea. 121, please. The Kadesh Barnea come to the place where there had to be a judgment. And Moses chose 12 men, one out of each tribe, and he sent them over to spy the land. We all know the story. When they went, they crossed. When they got to the land, they saw the place. They saw the giants, the sons of Anakim. They saw the Canaanites, some dwell on the mountain, some dwell in the valley, people that are tall, and their faces were wall to heaven. They saw these things. Now, the God that was taking them to that promised land, what he told Moses is this: send 12 men, choose 12 men, one from each tribe. Let them go and spy the land which I have given them. If he said he had given them, it means he had given them. God knew that in that place, there are going to be walls, that fences that will walk to heaven. Is that JJ? Who is going up there? Is that JJ? Where are you? Is it the one? Okushero. I've been seeing you going up and down, up and down, up and down. Omodiki. Pardon? Where are you? Where are you? Okay. God bless you. So be a good boy. You want to roam about? I've been seeing you roaming about. May God help you. Whoever you are, I don't know. Because they are wearing the same, I mean, only the son is white, his own is light church. That one, sorry. God bless you. Now, God knew that there will be the sons of Anakim there. Are you following me? God knew that the Canaanites will be in the valley. God knew that the giants will be there. God knew that their friends will be walled up to heaven. God knew that there will be hindrances. But the promise is, I am taking you there. Are you there? I am taking you there. Now this is 10 of them, 2 of them, they caught a cluster of grapes because it was the season of pomegranates. It took 2 people to pack on their shoulders. Baba said, what did they bring out to the camp for? Whosoever want to taste what you have seen, that the promised land is true. Whosoever want to taste, taste. Amen. Now this 10, they were looking at the obstacles. Are you there? But Caleb and Joshua were looking at the promise that I have already given you. I'm taking you out of Egypt to a good and a large land. Land flowing with milk and honey. They came back, they said, Prophet Moses, it is true. We saw the land. It is flowing with milk and honey. It is a good and a large land, as God told you in the wilderness before you came to us to deliver us out of Egypt. But we dare not take a step up, or else we commit suicide. The giants are there. Koro with our eyes, so we saw the sons of Anak. So dwell on the mountain, oh. The Canaanites dwell in the valley, oh. Their walls was not to heaven, oh. We dare not take a step, oh. We are just like grasshopper in their sight. So please, kindly advise the people. We are not going to see now here. God still give the Holy Ghost today. The Holy Ghost is our promised land. My brother, my sister, why now? Why now? Why now? Why now? If God be God, let us have Him. If you want to follow the world, follow the world. If you want to follow Christ, let's follow Christ. May God help you and me, church. But remember, what Abraham said, Joshua and Caleb, they were the pedigree seed of Abraham. Pedigree seed of Abraham. Those are the ones. 1 in 1 million. 2 million people came out of Egypt. Only 2 people entered. May you be that one. Bible said, we are looking, you are going to determine, you are going to make your choice this morning. Oh no, am I going to be Caleb or Joshua? And Joshua? Oh yes, sir. Amen. When they came and they gave this negative report, and Caleb said, keep quiet before the prophet. What are you talking about? We are well able to take the land and overcome it. We are well able to overcome any unbelief in our life. Joshua said, if God saw the light in us, He said, they are bread for us. Brothers and sisters, sin shall not have dominion over you. That is the word of God. You are the Holy Ghost. You have dominion over this flesh, over Satan, over the world, and over the devil. Those are the children of God. Those are the ones that are following Him. Let come, let go, what me. No matter where they are embedded, my brother, God bless you. Wherever they are embezzling money in their office, this was we stating with the word of God. No matter what. And let me tell you, nobody can kill you. No Jew can kill you. Let them put something on your chair. Nothing can kill you. In your place of nobody. No Jew can kill a child of God. So there's nothing to worry about at all. God wants Joshua and Caleb. Amen. Amen. All right. We don't want to believe. Baba say, we can well do it. Sure, we can do it. What was it? Those cowardly church members was looking to what they could see with their eyes. But Caleb and Joshua were looking to God's promise. I don't care how much opposition they had, how big the giants looked, how big the fences looked, they were looking to God's promise. And 127, please. And every man and woman this morning that wants to go on with God, don't pay any attention to what the world says. Whether we can't, God promised it. And that settles it. God said so. I like that. When God says so, that settles it forever. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. Amen and amen. Oh Lord Jesus. Yes, 1:30 now. The people at the hour of decision now. You've got to make up your mind. Are you there? You've got to make up your mind. Hallelujah. Yeah, you've got to make your decisions. You can't go on. Scroll up a little. Why aren't you between two opinions? Said Elijah. God be God, serve him. If he's not God, then don't serve him. It's a challenge here this morning. Are you there? If the message is true, let's follow it. Let's sell out. Lock, stock, and barrel. If you want to die for it, we die for it. Amen. Roman said something new. Along the line in this psalm, he said, sink or drown. Let's stay with the word of God. No matter what. Anywhere. Let us stay with the word of God. It is decision time. God bless you. So nobody is here by accident this morning. Praise the Lord. There's only one Savior. 134, please. There's only one Savior for the world. And that is the blood of Jesus Christ, who was freely poured out at Calvary for the remission of every sin that a man ever committed. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were healed. I challenge any man or woman in the name of Jesus Christ to take God at his promise this morning and see if it is right or wrong. Amen. 138. You've got a decision to make. Amen. You've got a decision to make. You are Kadesh Barnea. You see, can't stand much longer. Why? You hurting between two opinions? Why isn't the church on fire? Why isn't the place packed out like, you know, out with people? Why isn't great signs and wonders done? Don't lay it unto the pastor. It is you. We got a mixed multitude. One put it one way, and the other way. You've got to come to a time of decision. If it is the pastor, fire him. Get him out and put somebody else in who will take his place. Not our pastor. You can't even have anything against him. You have anything against him, go and settle it with him. Go and settle it with him. There are people that are talking against their pastor. Ridiculing their pastor. Talking rubbish against their pastor. Come on, preach. Come on, preach. Oh, goodness me. Merciful God. Even young children, dedicated their good to go and be meeting pastor. Pastor, we don't like the way you are preaching. Oh, mercy. I said, what type of congregation is this? We don't see signs and wonders. You don't see gifts and means. You don't see gifts your means. When you are keeping malice among yourselves, you are keeping malice and enemies among yourselves. Your heart is not, you leave the church. You don't even greet the pastor. You don't even greet anybody before you leave. Signs and wonders can happen here. May God help us. People are so carnal today. Thank God for the truth. Ye shall know the truth. Listen, a man that will go to a denomination and seek for help and say, no, somebody tests me. No, the spirit tests me. It is my wife that is doing me. That somebody not ought to be behind my life for pulpit. My brother, God bless you. I told you, so a man like that, don't allow Look, if the church wants to scatter, let it scatter. If you put such a man, as every pastor, if you put such a man behind the pulpit, then you're a compromiser. Could you be alone now? Simple. You must tell ourselves the truth. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. People that is, people, somebody that is so suspicious, I will not eat the wife, the food of the wife. I don't know. You are making things worse for yourself and for your family. Rather than setting your mother in the church, you take your mother outside. I don't know. Abraham, God told him, leave your father's house. Come out of your house. Come out of your father's house. Come out among your kindred. Follow me. Amen. So if you are still here, you are looking for people outside that will be giving you ungodly counseling. Then you are opposite of what someone says. Because the man that will not listen to ungodly counsel is blessed. So if you look for ungodly counseling, you are not blessed. You follow me? Whether you are a wife, let me tell you this. A woman, a man is in this place that will not listen to the husband, you are not born again. You are not born again. And any so-called mother-in-law who want to advise the daughter in the wrong way against the husband, she's of the devil. You must take your decision now. Are you your sister? You must take your decision. Are you your brother? You must take your decision. That's the truth. Whether you like it or not, you cannot fight me. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. We are at Kenneth Bania. We are individual has to make decisions. Baba is going to throw it at your life now. He's going to throw it at your life. He's going to throw it at my life. May God help you. Alright. We are in Kenneth Bania. I'm coming to something. Mm-hmm. 139. And God's word said we can take it. God's word said we can have a revival. God's word said that he will raise up in the last days all these years, signs and wonders, and he has done it. Every man stand in his place, but the thing we've got to do is get together and start the revival. What can we do? Your decision might come now. Your decision might come some other time. But if it has come now, you better answer to it. You say, oh brother, well, I will make a decision someday. You've got to make it. But why not now? Baba said, what you ought to do today, don't postpone it to tomorrow. Because you may leave this place, never go get home. You may sleep and never wake up. I may sleep and never wake up. You know that. Praise the Lord. And right now it is time to make it. There's a time. All right. Husbands and wives, listen. 140, please. I'm waiting for you. When you are going with your wife, my brother, you are to make a decision whether you are going to get married or not. Is that right? You have to make a decision. It might come. So I'm saying this way. What are they saying? You must not get married. Some say, well, you better get married. One say, well, you are happier if you are married. Another say, you are cutting your throat if you marry. Then the decision is your hand. Listen to the prophet. It's laying on your lap now. Oh, God, help me. All these different things, you have to make the decision. That's right. The judgments of Kadesh Barnea come for you. Maybe some of you here just ought to be divorced. This is a serious statement. Maybe Some of you here just ought to be divorced. There has got to be a time sometime when the differences come to the family. Are you there? Husbands and wives, you are listening. But the man, the Holy Ghost through the Father is laying this on your laps. Because he said, this sermon is for my heart to you. Let me tell you, my brother, this morning, the decision to make is you and your wife put your arms around one another. Put your arms around one another. Do you know what that means? When you are going to marry that sister, you didn't tell her, I'm going to get red ink out of your mouth. You didn't tell her, I'm going to box you so that your eyes will be swollen. Anybody that will see you outside, maybe they will think you have stolen something outside. Anger is of the devil. Annoyance is of the devil. You have to make a decision. Let me tell you, my brother, this morning, the decision to make is you and your wife put your arms around one another. If you cannot do that, something is wrong somewhere. Don't tell me you have the Holy Ghost. If you will bow before God and get on your knees and make a decision that you will serve Jesus Christ and Him only, and the divorce cause will be drained dry. No talk with your lawyer is needed. No talk with the welfare is needed. No talk with the police is needed. Hallelujah. Somebody was suggesting the church will call the police. We are not calling any police. We are not calling no police. The church has nothing to do with police. We don't take our law, we don't take our problem to unbelievers. The Bible says, we are going to judge angels. If there's a little matter in your mind, can't you judge among yourselves? Why do you take your matter to sinners? When you are going to judge them? Are you there? Well, Abraham said, no talk with your lawyer is needed. A talk with your savior is needed. That is right. The lawyer might give you advice, but the savior can save you. The lawyer might give you some of his psychic studies, but Jesus Christ can give you his grace and love. It is love that binds a man and a woman together. And physical type is spiritual. You think you want to go to heaven in a case like this? When you are not right with one another, God be merciful to you. God be merciful to you. What if you sleep and never wake up again? The person that is going to preach your funeral here, what is he going to say? When you are keeping marriage with each other, and people come out and be telling lies, telling lies, saying they are giving testimonies. Me, I don't believe in that kind of a thing. Are you with me? Yeah, he can give you grace and save you. I will take the place, and it will take the place of it all. Amen. Amen. Brother, go to 160. In the course of praying, in the course of the prophet giving altar call, let's see 150, 160 before we pray. Amen. When God is at your heart door, you make your decision. That is when He's at your heart door. These are solemn statements. For a long time, when I came across this, it escaped me. I don't know. It was just a few hours ago. This sermon was in my heart. I looked for the sermon, I couldn't get it. Now, my Agapo tablet, disappointed me. Last time I went to Bakatari, it was Brother Adeomi that God used to help me. I said, what? You know, we are talking about zero. It has finished. I said, go, help me. There's need. I must get something. I have to buy this one. Very urgent. And God made a way for this one. It was when I was going to it, I said, oh, Oluwamodupe. Not knowing, I pray it will fit for this hour. 160, okay? Thank you. Listen, in the course of prayer, in the course of giving, I mean, prayer line, I mean, when people are praying, is there a family here about to be broken off? Look, when I came to these two states, the 140 I will read and this one here, I trembled. I was shaking. Listen, you argue and fuse with one another, and you know you ought not to do it. Are you here? Brother, sister, you argue and fuse. Enter usina imile, osimoko koyeke shebe. Oh God. Husband will talk one, you talk ten. And you are so callous in your heart. Oh God. You are ashamed the way you act around your wife or your husband, and you want God this afternoon by His grace to give you grace to overcome, to put your arm around he or she and say, honey, is your wife your honey at all? Kill her prayer in the lay. Change your woman about coming. Or do you say, my dear? I have some brother and sister say, D-D-D-Me, that is MD, my dear. They are sinning from the depth of their heart. Upon me, could denouye. You only say with your mouth, but your heart is far away from the word of God. You are hypocrite. Honey, listen. To put your arm around he or she and say, honey, by the grace of God, from this afternoon on, our decision, I will live for God. Listen, it is personal decision. From this afternoon on, I will live for God. From this afternoon on, I will live for God. Say decision. Say decision. You may look at me as an old man, but I'm telling you the word of God. I'm not a preacher. The Holy Ghost is the preacher. God be merciful to you. So you see, young boys and girls, before you start courtship, make sure you get the Holy Ghost. Abukun so fun yin eye ti lo nbo si kolo ko sanu fun yin eni to either happy to hear, let him hear. From this afternoon on, I will live for God. Baba say, raise up your hand. Is there a family? Everyone with your head bowed now, raise your hand. Let us pray. It's laid on your lap. Topa ni keje ka gbadura mama we ye bo je diju ni ke gbadura Say on last. We are here before the Lord. You fuse at home, quarrel, exchange words. Oh, unbelievers will come and be hearing what you are saying. Eternity of Bukele, you'll be shouting one another, and then you want to sing in the evening. To whom are you singing? To whom are you praying? Hypocrite. When your home is supposed to be peaceful. Is there anyone here this afternoon? when it's getting to 12 noon, we say, Lord, help me. I am making my decision. My decision is coming from my heart. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me to make my decision and to fulfill and carry out my decision. I cannot do it on my own. Forgive me of my bad sinning condition. Forgive me whichever way I brought reproach to your world before unbelievers. There is power in the blood. You will, if you mean it from the depth of your heart. Enough of playing church, brother. Enough of playing church, sister. This altar call almost every Sunday. Don't let it be too common. But Abraham did it. And that's why the preachers are doing it. We are the Rebekahs. This afternoon, who had never met Christ, but he heard the words of the messenger, and she made a decision. Who are the roots here this afternoon? Who tied the church? She made a clear cut decision. Brother, if you let this house pass you by, you have yourself to blame. I tell you that in the name of the Lord. You have yourself to blame. Think on these things. Enough of bringing reproach to the worthy cause of Christ our Savior. Brother, why should you be treating Christ like this? Sister, why should you be treating Christ like this? Upon such love, such wondrous love, such marvelous love, greater love has no man than this, that a man could pay, could give his life for his friends. Do you cherish his suffering for you and me on the cross? Do you cherish his death on the cross? Are you treating Christ like this? Why not be born again? Whom are you deceiving? Is it every 31st day of December? You come to the Lord's table from January to December, no more. To November, no more. Whom are you deceiving? And diggers are not watchful enough to see the people that are coming to the Lord's table. Everybody, every digger had just come and eat. Or to the next year. It was not so like this when Brother Kenneth was digging this place, right from Oshun to me now. You think I don't know what I'm saying? Not only to come and stand before here, you look at everybody. You will call somebody out, you will cause an exam, whether it's brother or sister. God bless you over there, old man. Oh, yes, sir. God knows you, God knows me. Although nobody has any right to stop any man, but the pastor has a right to stop you. But if you call the pastor, brother is not an angel, he's not a prophet, you come and eat, and then you eat lamination to yourself, not design the body of the Lord. The body of the Lord, the prophet said, they are the believers that believe the word of God in total. Not bringing reproach. Not bringing shame to the worthy cause of Christ. God be merciful upon our one soul, brothers and sisters. Oh, merciful God. At Kadesh Barnea. What decision are you making now? Do you mean it from the depth of your heart? Rabban said, you cannot leave this place the way you came in this summer year. He said, you either go out worse, man or woman, or you go out. He said, you either go out better, man or woman, or you go out worse. But our prayer is, for God's children, we are not going out of this place anymore, but much more better citizens of the kingdom of God. You must mean business. Want to tell me that all of us that are sitting here this afternoon are Christians, born again with the Spirit of the living God? Have you surrendered all unto him? Husbands, housewives, teenage boys, teenage girls, students in church institutions, how is it with you and Christ? When you are alone on your own, are you displaying your female flesh in the campus? Where no man sees you, but only one eye looking at you. Are you using your beauty to send souls to hell? Or are you using your beauty to glorify Christ? It's in your hands, the sermon you have heard. Which category are you? A professor or not a possessor? Do you ever hear the name of Upper again in the Bible? Gomer. But the name of Esther is there today. The name of Ruth is there today. The name of Rebecca is there today. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they are there today. Immortal. Immortal. Immortal today. Resting in the bosom of their Maker, of their Savior, of their Lord. Hallelujah. Think on this, brothers and sisters. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this hour. We are grateful unto you, Lord, for these almost 2 hours or past 2 hours. You have kept your people sitting down, listening with rapt attention to your word, gulping it in to take individual what is mine of this blessing. You know our need more than we know ourselves. And you are the only one that can meet our needs. We thank you very much, Lord. And we appreciate you. Oh, Lord, our God. I commit this sermon back into your almighty hands, O Lord. You are the only preacher of your word, and you watch over your word to perform it. Heaven and earth will pass away. Your word, oh Lord, will never pass away or fulfilled. Look upon this audience. There are some at the altar. You are the only one that knows what brought them to the altar, O Lord. No man knows. Oh, Father, even a prophet may not even know unless you reveal it to them. There are those in the audience whose hands are raised up. There are those that are standing up. Father God in heaven, I commit me to your hands, O Lord. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Have mercy upon my brothers, O Lord. Have mercy upon my sisters, O Lord. Have mercy upon each and every individual, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. We don't want to deny you, Lord. Father God, wherever we have been wrong, may you forgive us, O Lord. Every husband, every wife, every family, whatever it has been happening in their homes, O Lord, in their family, whatever has happened, O Lord, and they have brought reproach one way or the other, and brought shame and disgrace to the worthy cause of Christ, may the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior, stand for them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God in heaven, may you take it out of their life, O Lord. And throw it, O Lord, and go into the sea of forgetfulness. May you go to roll on, roll on, and roll on, and roll on, and never remember it no more, O Lord. Father, go help them, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As they are making decisions, Lord, and go clear cut decision, like who did, O Lord. Father, may you have respect for their decision, O Lord, my God, and give them the grace to be able to live by that decision. Help each one of us, Heavenly Father, we want to live for you daily, Lord. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Have mercy upon the sick and the afflicted. When the doctor says, O Lord, there is no way for them, may they make the clear cut decision that by his stripes I was already healed. Taking you at your word, O Lord, our God, grant it, Heavenly Father. May you take backsliders and walk upon them, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. The seekers of the Holy Ghost baptism, may you fill them, O Lord. May they know that it's your promise, O Lord. No matter how much Satan wants to suggest to them, may they not listen to the suggestions of the devil. May they take you at your word and know that the Holy Ghost baptism is for me, O Lord. Have your way and I'm going to receive it. Let come, let go, what may. Let it be Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. May this service, O Lord, may it mark a new turning point in the life of your sons and your daughters in this assembly, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name, O Lord. May we go to ponder over these things, O Lord. May every family, every husband, every wife, may they go back to their homes, O Lord, where they have, O Lord our God, lived, O Lord our God, contact to each other. Father God in heaven, when the enemy have turned their back against each other, may they go back, O Lord, after making this decision, Lord, that they want to come back home, O Lord, to serve you, to love you, to live for you the rest of their lives. May they put their arms around one another and say, I'm sorry. Grant it, Heavenly Father. I want to live for God. Let it come from the depth of your heart, O Lord. Where there is any fusing coming in, may the Holy Ghost, O Lord, ever come to raise a standard against the enemy, Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We worship you. We adore you. Glory be to your name. Thank you very much, Father. Prepare us for the service this afternoon. There's still more doors, O Lord, from you for us, O Lord. Mighty God, the stars of the Lord can never be exhausted, for you are the inexhaustible fountain of life. Thank you, Father. Help your servant once again. Bless our food. Bless our water. Sanctify the same, O Lord, to minister good health to our natural bodies, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Once again, we remember our pastor. May your grace be with him. Oh, Master, you are a prayer-answering God. You have did it before, Lord. This time will not be exceptional. You do something spectacular. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, may you silence the enemy, O Lord. May you shut the mouth of the wicked one, O Lord. Don't let the enemy say, where is their God, O Lord? Thank you, our Master. Help our mama over there with him, O Lord. Taking care of him day and night, O Lord. Father God, may she never lose her reward. Thank you for our brother, Oluwarotimi. Thank you for bringing him to church, O Lord, our God. Since the beginning of the week, we appreciate you. Thank you for healing hands upon him. Oh, I could see him just shaking hands up among the, oh no, with the brethren over there. Thank you, Lord. It's already done. Thank you, our Master. Bless the wife also, Lord. Old age is nothing to you. Help Brother Caleb over there. Help his wife over there. Help Sister Kisoya, O Lord. Help, O Lord, Sister Deyele, O Lord. Help Sister Oluwarotimi, O Lord. Help, O Lord, our God, Sister Deyele, O Lord. Help, O Lord, our God in heaven, Sister Sonny over there in U.S., O Lord. Help Sister Obadari over there, O Lord. Help Sister Jai. Help these old ones here and among us in the mighty name of Jesus. From what I know, take away sicknesses. Take away diseases, O Lord, our God. In the name of Jesus, our Father and our God, grant the desires of the widow women in our midst, O Lord, both here in the country and outside the country, concerning their children and their families, O Lord. On that day, O Lord, may the family curse not be broken, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, our Master. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We worship you, we adore you, we magnify you, we exalt your name. Thank you, Father. Bless your servants who are not here. May they come back to us, save the disabled. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Let the redeemed say, Amen. Amen. God bless you, church. God bless you. Our next time is going to, we are sitting again, it's going to be 2 o'clock. If you are opportune, we serve our second service at 2. The sitting is 2 o'clock. Song service take up 2:30. The preacher takes the pulpit 3 o'clock before we are through. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Let's sing. Is it 25 now? All to Jesus I surrender. Let's sing it from the depth of our heart. God bless you for praying for me. Sorry, my brother. Sorry, sister. God bless you. You see, I jot down something here. Please, you can sit down for a while. Bear with me. I want to give a testimony. It will help somebody. It nearly escaped me, and I jotted it down here so that I can refer to it. 2010, when we went for the convention at Ibilu, I preached. Then Pastor Jide preached. Pastor Jide, now in glory, he gave a testimony about a couple. He said, one day, the couple sat down. He said, my wife, the husband, asked the wife, please, whatever you think I've done for you that you are not pleased with, I want you to please write them down and let me see them. And I will write my own too and we'll see it. So the wife wrote so many things. She wrote so many things. You one day you did this, 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 you did this. Then when he finished, when she finished, say, okay, what about your own? What have I done for you? Say, all that you have done for me since we have been married, say, I forgive you all. That thing touched my heart. Since 2010, since that time, since 2010, it has been my heart. So when I was just here yesterday, I was jotting down things. I said, okay, I just wrote down Pastor Jide. I just wrote down Pastor Jide. Let's sing. God bless you, sisters and brothers. Let's sing from the depth of our hearts. drums, only the piano and the organ. With our hands up, solemnly. Let's feel it from our heart, solemnly.
Surrender.